The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark has a story about a young straight preacher who has taken to preaching at the high school that he attends. And apparently that's causing some controversy.
Well, I don't know that he actually preaches any place but the high school, but he certainly...
You described him as a street preacher, which, you know...
Yeah.
He's preaching in public, I guess is what you're saying, right? He's not...
He certainly doesn't mind sharing his face.
Yeah, so okay. we'll get into that here if we get the chance. Johnson, you are sharing with us 10 quotes from Ayn Rand, who I'm not a real fan of, because, you know, from what I understand, she's not actually a libertarian. But these quotes sound very anarchist.
Yeah, sure
and
do.
How many of the 10 have we gone through so far?
I'm not sure, but we're certainly speeding through them now. Let's see.
Just curious. At some point, you'll post the list, I believe, on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter.
I think we're more than halfway through.
Listeners can access those social media links through news.freetalklive.com.
Yep. So this one, I'm going to repeat it a little bit. I think it's a good one because it's, you know, on agorism, but I also think it's kind of a little bit almost on hand-wringing and dealing with the haters.
Agorism, of course, is the idea of doing business without begging the state's permission. Some would say that it's also with the intention of taking the state down peacefully over time.
And this is a quote actually by John Galt from Atlas Shrugged. I am speaking to those who desire to live and to recapture the honor of their soul. Now that you know the truth about your world, stop supporting your own destroyers. The evil of the world is made possible by nothing but the sanction you give it. Withdraw your sanction. Withdraw your support. Do not try to live on your enemy's terms or to win at a game where they're setting the rules. Do not try and seek the favor of those who enslaved you. Do not beg for alms from those who have robbed you. Be it subsidies, loans, or jobs, do not join their team to recoup what they've taken by helping them to rob your neighbors.
Mm.
I think that's a good one. And on statism. A statist is a man who believes that some men have the right to use force to coerce, enslave, rob, and murder others. To put into practice this belief has to be implemented by the political doctrine that the government, the state, has the right to initiate the use of physical force against its citizens. How often force is to be used, against whom, to what extent, and for what purpose, and for whose benefits, are irrelevant questions. The basic principle and the ultimate results of all statist doctrines are the same. Dictatorship and destruction. The rest is only a matter of time.
Yeah, I think that's true, and that's why there is really only a difference in degree between the United States government and the government of North Korea. Yep. They're really, you know, yeah, North Korea, they've got horrible conditions in their prison camps.
Yep.
The U.S. has slightly better conditions in their prison camps.
I'd say it's significantly better, but certainly not the best prisons in the world. Really,
but the prison camps is the point I'm making. They both have prison camps with forced labor. That's a commonality between the two. And they both believe, you know, the people in those governments believe they can use force over the individuals within their geographic landmass purview. It's just, you know, in what way they decide to exercise that force and, you know, the amount of checks that they have as far as media and things like that. Just the differences in degrees.
Yeah, I think that this was, this all gets handed down from the master-servant paradigm. You know, I mean, in the past, it was fine to own people, and that's really what the state claims over you. It's ownership.
Mm-hmm.
They believe they own you. For the instance, with the United States, when you think about, for instance, the debt. Now, the debt is at its all-time high, and how are they going to pay that? Well, they're going to promise to pay it to other people, and they're going to pay those people in interest over time, in principal and interest over time. And that money is going to come from you, your labor. Now, they've got such a debt, and they've had it for so long, we're still paying on the War of 1812, frankly, on principal from that.
It's never going to get paid off.
It's never going to get paid off. That's fine, but that doesn't mean they're not going to pay on it.
That's right.
And they're going to continue to wrap it in as best they can and borrow as much as they can. And they're borrowing at this point on the unborn because since the principal's never going to get paid off, the unborn have to continue to pay the principal. You and I were not born when we were learning to walk. Some politician was spending money that we now have to pay, to pay the interest on.
Because you were born into indentured servitude.
This has gone well beyond the area of sort of mismanagement. This is in the area of criminality. These people were adults, as smart as you and I. These ideas aren't new. They knew what they were
doing. They wouldn't have been politicians.
Yeah. It takes a certain intelligence to be able to...
I guess, yeah, like a psychopathic kind of intellect.
You know, the ability to sort of, you know, what lies to tell what people at what time.
True. Sociopaths are really good tellers of lies.
Yeah, so, this is criminality, and that's what it comes down to.
This next one is kind of expands on the same sort of general principles on the nature of government action. No individual or private group or private organization has the legal power to initiate the use of physical force against other individuals or groups and compel them to act against their own voluntary choice. Only a government holds that power. The nature of governmental action is coercive action. The nature of political power is the power to force obedience under the threat of physical injury, the threat of property expropriation, imprisonment, or death.
If only it was easier to show that to people. I mean, I guess it gets easier over time the more abuse the police commit. Like, you know, right now there are apparently last night protests in New York over the death of the man who was selling cigarettes, Lucy Cigarettes, which you guys covered to some
extent. Eric Garner?
Yeah, last night. The more of that happens, the more, you know, the more the police state strikes close to home, the more likely people are to wake up to this. But there's still a large chunk of the population who just, they don't understand that about government. It's inconvenient to understand that about government, especially if you want government to do something for you, because you don't want to think that you would support the use of violence against your neighbors, but ultimately that's what you support by supporting the state.
Police accountability is really a different story. Like, we see it entirely differently than other people see it. They don't see it as the power of the state. They see it as
bad cops.
Yeah, just police accountability, that we need more accountability in this monopoly, this organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. They just need better accountability. Not that they need to accept competition in the area of protection services, because the police don't really provide protection services. That's just the cover. That's the ruse. They might do a little investigation if the case is big enough and they can get enough publicity off of solving it. But the little cases, they're not going to, they don't have the manpower, the interest, or anything to do that. So they don't protect as much as they enforce laws. And many of these laws, they have no victim. So they are an organization that goes around enforcing victimless crimes. And I can just make up my own set of victimless crimes if I want to do that. But I'm a nut if I try to enforce my rules on other people.
So we're on the last two here, and I think this one's an interesting one, too, because a lot of people have thought that Ayn Rand is kind of pro-military. And I think
that's what I've heard.
Kind of puts the lie to that. On statism and war, if men want to oppose war, it is statism that they must oppose. So long as they hold the tribal notion that the individual is sacrificial fodder for the collective, that some men have the right to rule others by force, and that some, any alleged good, can justify it, there can be no peace within a nation and no peace among nations.
There you go.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And following, again, another good one is on voluntary taxation. In a fully free society, taxation, or to be exact, payment for governmental services would be voluntary, since the proper services of a government, the police, the armed forces, the law, courts, are demonstrably needed by individual citizens and affect their interests directly. The citizens would and should be willing to pay for such services as they pay for insurance, voluntarily.
And isn't that ultimately all we're asking for, we being the people in the liberty movement, is, hey, you government guys, you can keep offering fire and police services and, you know, welfare or whatever it is you want to offer. Let's just make it opt-in. Let's make it so, or opt-out. Let's make it so that, you know, you get a itemized tax bill. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, we get a tax bill and it says there's just a total on it, basically. There's like four breakdowns, one for school, one for like county, one for state, one for city, and that's it. You don't get any kind of breakdown as far as where's the money for the city go. Right. How much is the police department getting? What's the roads department getting, etc. That's what I'd like to see. Sure. You know, let me check off the boxes of the stuff that I want. Maybe I really like how the roads department is doing. I want to give them more than, for instance, they're asking for.
So I mean, they'll do that. I guess the reason why I brought it up is I just think that there's a lot of good ideas, and I think if you focus on the good about what she had to say, you're going to come up with a lot of good stuff.
Come back with more.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, bigger, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. ProXPN is a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your data, meaning that before whatever it is you're doing online leaves your computer, before whatever commands or information you're sending out to the internet leave your computer, it's encrypted, meaning your internet service provider won't be able to snoop on you anymore, as they are probably doing right now if you don't have ProXPN. Your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit, the search terms you enter that might be keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. Stop that from happening by encrypting your data and getting ProXPN's app to do it. It's free. The app is free for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, Linux users. You can get rolling with ProXPN as well. It's just a different setup process for Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started there with their free account. But when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You'll be able to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. With ProXPN, go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL 50 to save 50% off the price of their annual account, bringing the price down to around $5 a month. And by the way, that code, FTL50, locks in your savings for the lifetime of the account. Plus, you can save even more by paying with Bitcoin and using code FTLBTC. You'll save 62% off the price of the annual plan that way. So again, get started over at proxpn.com/FTL. The codes you'll need are FTL50 and FTLBTC. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and it's a great discount on privacy that's priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. Alma is with us in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Alma.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, and Johnson's here, too.
Oh, Johnson. Hey, Johnson.
Yeah.
I have my slave number, and everyone who has a Social Security card has a slave number. Where are the slaves? But I want to talk
true.
You know, Waco, the government went in there and killed those women, children, men. You know, now they're so concerned about the citizens being mistreated. They've never been concerned.
Oh, they're not concerned about that.
Oh,
wait,
no.
What would make you
no.
think they're concerned about that?
They're not. They're stirring the pot. But, you know.
Well, wait, Alma, what would make you think they're concerned about people being mistreated? Is it the proposal to put cameras on police?
Oh, yeah, and I will never call another one to my house with a camera on his shoulder.
Really?
And what is this? I heard on the radio, this has come out of nowhere with me. You know, now we're going to be tested for marijuana going down the road. What if you don't do marijuana? They're going to take your blood anyway.
Are they talking about drawing blood in Florida?
Yeah, no, everywhere in the United States.
Well, this is news to me. I hadn't heard that.
I have heard about police doing blood draws, but I don't know what the specific reason
is. No, this is new. It's coming out slowly. Very slowly, but it's fixing to be everywhere before long. Hey, I don't do
marijuana.
Well,
that's scary stuff. If that's actually
what I did when I was young, but I'm old now. I don't do it. But you have no right to take my blood.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, yeah. I think that's really scary. And Alma, I want to thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Since we need these idiots. Sorry, you know, cops, but, you know, most of these people are not trained phlebotomists.
Johnson. They'll take a 4-hour crash course.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm wondering how many people they're going to kill by accidentally injecting someone with an air bubble.
I don't know. It's scary stuff. I know that it was years ago that we had a story about the Utah Highway Patrol doing blood draws on the side of the road. Some would suggest that what they'll do is they'll set up like a trailer and they'll have a trained phlebotomist in that trailer. You know, like they have the kind of the DUI trailer that they put on the side of the road,
right.
The DUI checkpoint. You go in there and they've got the blood alcohol content machine and all that stuff. So, you know, maybe in some cases, you know, you won't actually have the cops doing blood draws on the side of the road because that sounds really dangerous and dirty and unsanitary and like a bad idea. But then again, you know, the government's known for doing terrible, you know, irresponsible things too.
I did read some story recently also that I guess MIT or some college, you know, some science college was also trying to develop some sort of a breathalyzer for marijuana as well.
I heard about that too. I didn't actually look at the details.
I didn't, unfortunately.
You can share your thoughts with us here. here at 855-450-FREE. But what's interesting, since she kind of talked about the concern that the government people are showing over abuse, at least by the police, there is the proposal, from what I've heard, that Barack Obama made to send federal money to local police departments to pay down 50% of the bill of whatever it would cost right. to outfit their officers with cameras.
$530-something million.
The cameras that I saw a picture of, though, have an off button.
Look,
I'm for whatever incremental steps we have, and I think that police having cameras on them and then turning off the camera when they decide to kick somebody's head in and then turning it back on after they're done is going to look very suspicious.
Yes.
But so I think it's a step in the right direction. But, I mean, you know, to some extent, I still don't trust it. I don't trust the I don't trust the video in the hands of the police.
We had six officers all simultaneously have a camera malfunction. We're not sure what happened.
Right. It's amazing. You know, today you don't see all kinds of cases getting kicked out because, for whatever reason, the dash cam didn't work in the police car, cruiser. Mostly what you see is cases never go to court. So it can be difficult. I would prefer to see the audio and video uploaded to the internet so that we can have immediate access to it.
What I think is interesting is how many people in the Liberty community are opposing this, opposing the proposal to put cameras on the police. And I have to say that I don't understand that at all. I mean, I think one of the concerns is that if the police have cameras, that it will dissuade other people from having cameras. Like, oh, well, I don't need to have a camera now that the cops have cameras. And if that's what happens, then you deserve everything you get. I mean, if you're using the police having a camera as an excuse to not record a situation, to not take your own responsibility for having your own video of whatever that interaction is, then shame on you.
Right.
That's not the police. That's not the police's fault. As far as I'm concerned, if the police have a camera, that's angle number three. Because if they pull me over, I've got the dash cam from freedomcam.net. I've got my cell phone that I'm going to hold up and I'm going to record with the cell phone as well. Or if I happen to have my big video camera with me, I'll record with that too. So I'll have at least two cameras on my side. And if the cop wants to have a camera on their side, I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
It just gives me one more angle that I can cut together in a video, you know, after I get the discovery from the case. So if it is true that it dissuades people from having their own cameras, I could understand the concern, but that seems unrealistic to me. And we as liberty-minded people should be encouraging people to take their own responsibility. That's the message I've always given when I was on RT. They had me on a couple times to talk about this very same topic. I said, look, I support this, but that doesn't mean you should get lazy. Don't get complacent. Get your own camera. Get two of them and record these interactions.
Activists tend to use a lot of police gear anyway, and think about the price drops that this could bring.
I don't know.
Because of the mass manufacturing of these cameras, the price drops in body cameras will come way down.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But then again, the price is going to be radically increased for the police departments. I mean, you know these contractors are going to charge twice as much as they can.
They're going to be super rugged, cop rugged.
Yeah, normally charge. And, you know, we are seeing these camera prices come down regardless, Johnson.
I feel terrible for these cops and how much gear they have to put on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to take 40 or 50 minutes.
There's
to
a
get
lot of
dress
out, yeah.
You know, you start with the bullet, the T-shirt, the bulletproof vest that goes over that, and then
they're not all wearing that all the time. I mean,
some police unions have
it takes a while to dress out as
a petitioned for the money that it takes to get dressed because it takes 40 minutes just to get dressed to go to work.
All right, we're gonna come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Plus, Mark or Johnson will be telling us about Tommy the Chimp. I don't know what this is about, but apparently it's a chimp, and he has rights, or doesn't. It's Free Talk Live.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll free about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about a chimpanzee, apparently. I know nothing about the story, but
it's been out street preaching.
This is not the street preacher story. I don't know if we're going to get to the street preacher thing tonight. Because, Mark, you're really interested in this chimp story. I didn't even know how to really describe it. You said the chimp doesn't have habeas corpus. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, so we'll find out what that means here in a moment.
The chimp may not have habeas corpus, but you can have a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, good segue.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound and go. It's no problem. You pay the shipping. We'll give you a pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, and it's shade grown. This is delicious coffee. Upgrade your coffee experience, and we take some of the proceeds and give it out to people through microloans through Kiva.org. As a matter of fact, yesterday I gave out 3 new microloans. I'm trying to give a microloan to somebody in every country that they offer at Kiva.org.
That's a cool little goal.
Yeah, it's sort of fun. So I was Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, and Albania to round out the A's. I already have several that are just sort of picked randomly, but, you know, we'll get those later. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound of coffee. Get started.
All right. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We'll find out about this chimp and how that has anything to do with habeas corpus or rights. First, though, we've got James in Arizona via Skype. Hello, James.
Yes, Johnson, to answer your stupid question last week, the reason why I call into LRN is to make you think a second time and to hopefully make you laugh. So speaking of the
You have
the
succeeded,
A-word,
at the very least, in the latter part.
And speaking of the A-word, and the pixie dust and fairy tales that you make fun of, the people I have known in my life, I believe, are based on a true story. They're far more bright, decent, hardworking, productive human beings than you'll ever be.
You're talking about religious people versus
clearly, as demonstrated though by your frequent calls to a radio show.
No, by me.
Like,
the insult that you level on them, I return fire, and then you take insult to it because you're not a real man. But speaking of A's,
a real man calls radio shows they don't like all night long. That's what they do with their lives.
No, I don't.
They're productive members of society.
I'm happy to get. I'm happy to get calls from James.
Hold on, he's complimenting us. Did you say you love the show, James?
Mark, may I speak? You guys have had a lot to talk about. I should like to respond to some of it.
Did you just say that you love the show, though? I just want to make sure, because they were talking over you, and I couldn't hear you.
Ideas. I think that Johnson is a stupid, pathetic human being. That's a fact. Not to
I love you too, James.
And what I can think of, but he thinks that he's found God by becoming an anarchist. Wow, that's great.
What? Who said what?
Okay. Let me put it this way, that you've found the true freedom-loving principles because you're an anarchist or an anarcho-capitalist or whatever you clowns call yourselves nowadays. But I want to ask Ian a question about Ayn Rand.
Well, wait, I want to give Johnson a chance to respond to that.
I don't know what to respond to. Apparently I found some sort of liberty god.
Yes, you have. Speaking of being puritanical, Ian, you weren't much of an Ayn Rand fan because she wasn't puritanical, libertarian like you. What do you think she would say if she were still with us?
I don't know anything about Ayn Rand besides what I've heard, you know, tonight and a few times in the past.
Okay.
So not going to speculate about that.
Well, think what you might know of her, what she would think of you appearing on, boasting about being on Russia Today. It's not the first time I've heard you.
She would say, why do you give this fool wit a sanction on your radio show? Why do you bother to talk with such a moron, such an intellectual, minuscule person? Why
that's
do you
a
bother?
Russian accent, but it was
yeah,
pretty
terrible.
Entertaining. Thanks, James, for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That sounded more of like
but
a Middle Eastern.
Why do you power his very existence on your radio show?
What if Ayn Rand sounded like Gandhi?
Right.
Or something.
I don't know.
All right. Monkeys! Chimpanzees!
You know, chimpanzees
or Johnson,
eight, right?
Or whoever it is. That
sure,
has
I guess I'm going to read it. It's updated this afternoon. It's breaking news. Lawyers representing a chimpanzee owned and kept in a cage in upstate New York town.
Wait a minute. How did the chimpanzee retain this legal assistance?
I don't know, but they were representing him.
Okay.
He was being kept in a cage in upstate New York town. For the moment, these lawyers have lost their bid to win a writ of habeas corpus, a basic protection against illegal imprisonment. In a unanimous opinion, 5 judges of the state...
I have also been denied. People have been held in jail here in...
Habeas corpus is a nearly useless legal thing these days. I mean, it's just something that gets filed every time somebody's locked up, and it's completely and roundly ignored. But in the case of Tommy the Chimp, he's not locked up because of having committed, supposedly, he's not accused of committing a crime.
Right.
Tommy the Chimp is locked up because he's an adult male gorilla and could rip your arm out of your stockings. He's an ape. He's a chimp, and he could shove that arm up your butt or down your throat, anything he wants. Like, he can bench bench press.
Is he at a zoo?
A Volkswagen.
Where is he at?
No, he's in sort of a little trailer cart.
The next paragraph here expounds. It says, in a unanimous opinion, five judges of the state Supreme Court Appellate Division declined Thursday to extend habeas corpus to Tommy, a chimpanzee kept at Circle L Trailer Sales in Gloversville, New York, about 50 miles northwest of Albany.
He's at a trailer sales company?
Yes.
You can buy a trailer for your truck?
So you can have
come
a horse out front.
And see Tommy the Chimp.
Right, it's just like that.
We'll give you a shrieking good deal.
I really want to look up at YouTube and see if there's ads that involve this Circle L Trailers or whatever.
So my question is, I mean, we know that chimpanzees can speak, right?
Yeah, I guess they're the ones that press the buttons, right?
Well, they use also sign language.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They communicate. I don't know what the best term for this is. I know that there's the
communication, sure.
The Coco, the gorilla is a good example. There's also one previous to that that
there's one since Coco. There's one that's more recent.
Yeah, there's a Washu is sort of the famous chimpanzee from the 60s that had 350 word vocabulary, and then there's been many of them. They can speak. They can communicate.
Yes.
They have feelings. They they can be sad. Washu was said to be surprised when she found out she wasn't human.
There's a pretty crazy movie about chimps with Matthew Broderick. They came out in the late 80s or maybe it was the late 70s, I don't know, 70s or 80s, about the chimps and the, nuclear testing program. They were testing, using chimps to deliver nuclear weapons or something like that, to literally be jet fighters.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a very interesting.
How'd that work out?
So they were basically what they're doing is testing, radiating these chimps. And this is based on a true story, which is pretty crazy in and of itself. But, it's a very emotional movie because these chimps can speak. And, these people who are working with them had to watch them be irradiated to death. And they're communicating with these animals who are
dying.
It's much more than a pet, when it can talk to you, So
wasn't there also a story about a chimp who got revenge on one of the people in the lab that he was being?
Yeah, that's Planet of the Apes.
No. This was a real story, Mark.
There was a real story about a chimp that did this.
I really want to ask
he
you
waited
a question.
Revenge cold.
Is it okay that these people keep this chimp in this cage? Should he have been granted habeas corpus?
Well, I think that's a real tough question because, there's a lot of similarities between chimps and humans. I mean, we're only talking about a few strands of DNA of difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between all primates of which humans are.
There is the same amount of genetic difference between a chimpanzee and a human being, and this is going to anger some people, but as between the number of chromosomes between a human being and a human being with Down syndrome.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We can talk about that because that's a big
question.
Same
number of difference in chromosomes. We are as close to people with Down, a normal human being is as close to a chimpanzee as we are to someone who has Down syndrome.
If we believe that people have rights, if you believe a child who cannot speak has rights, do you believe a chimpanzee that can speak has rights?
Let's talk about
it. I think we need to solve this problem, and I think we need to solve it soon. Is there such thing as a non-human person?
All right, let's come back with more here in moments. The judges don't think so, apparently.
855-450-3733.
This is Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, put the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code Radio 60. Vistaprint.com, code Radio, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about rights, and it's actually appropriate to bring up this conversation about the chimp that was denied habeas corpus, apparently. This was a real story. This isn't from The Onion, right? Like, this is actually happening in upstate New York where there's some chimp being kept in a cage at what sounds like a trailer dealership.
Yep.
And apparently
Gloversville, New York.
Somebody somehow brought this to court. Some set of attorneys was hired for the chimp on behalf of the chimp.
So I guess what the lawyers argued was that the animal be regarded not as property, but as a complex, autonomous, legal person with the fundamental legal right not to be imprisoned. As such, the lawsuit argued that the chimp must be freed. The case has been held up as a potential groundbreaker for the animal rights movement.
It would have been. And ultimately, the justices in that case decided against the supposed or purported rights of the chimp. But that led to, Mark, you asking the question, you know, should the chimp or any primates have rights?
Yeah, and I think that this is a very interesting question. Now, consider that India has already declared dolphins as non-human persons, and you can't have dolphin shows and that sort of thing. Now, I think it's fair to have a dolphin show if the dolphins show up and do tricks for fish. But I think it's unfair to, if these animals are as smart as some scientists say they are, if they to keep them to do tricks and that sort of thing. Now, I'm a pig farmer. I keep pigs. And
they're notoriously smart animals.
And, yeah, they're as smart as dogs are. Mm-hmm. Some would say smarter than dogs. I'm going to have to see something more than what I've seen in my life.
It depends on the dog.
It depends on the pig.
Yeah.
I had some really smart pigs last year. They were quite the escape artists, mm-hmm. and they even knew how to break back into the cage.
This year you've turned your fence off, and they don't even know.
No, they don't even know. But these are the senators, and they're not quite as smart. Harry Reid, Rand Paul, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell, they've got about nine more days to go until it's over for them.
Countdown to extinction.
Countdown to the death of the senators.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that animals have rights. I wonder how that, how that functions. Like, I kill animals. I did 150 chickens. I participated in the death of 150 chickens this year.
Well, you don't believe that animals have rights.
I do.
We've
had this discussion before.
Of course we have. I don't think animals have rights because they can't reciprocate.
You don't believe anybody has rights.
Well, right. Well, I think that I do believe in rights. I believe that they are agreements between people that help us get along in the world. And I think that if
sound like the judges.
I think that if animals
in this rights case, to be instead you has rights.
In this case, the chimp, if the chimp can acknowledge the idea of rights and is willing to respect the rights of others, then I think that the chimp would have rights.
Chimpanzees have society.
Can I read what the legal decision was?
Sure.
Here? Okay, so I guess what...
I really don't care what these judges have to say.
The complaint was originally filed in December 2013 by Stephen Wise, who is the president of the Non-Human Rights Project, who said, not long ago, people generally agreed that human slaves could not be legal persons, but were simply the property of their owners. I'm going to just cut it off there and go on to the legal decision. Wrote Judge Karen Peters, we conclude that a chimpanzee is not a person entitled to the rights and protections afforded by the writ of habeas corpus. While the petitioner offers various justifications for affording chimpanzees such as autonomy, the liberty rights protected by such writ, the ascription of rights has historically been connected with the imposition of societal obligations and duties. Reciprocity between rights and responsibilities stems from principles of social contract, which is...
No, that's not what I was saying.
Which, no. Which
just
is,
to be clear.
Yeah, which inspired the ideals of freedom and democracy at the core of our
system
of government.
They're saying that you only have rights because you have duties. We allow you these rights in return for your obligation to us, which, of course, is a bastardization of the idea of rights
in
the first place.
It's despicable. She says, under this view, society extends rights in exchange for an express or implied agreement from its members to submit to social responsibility.
Wow.
Needless to say, unlike human beings, chimpanzees cannot bear any legal duties, submit to societal responsibilities, or be held legally accountable for their actions. In our view, it is this incapability to bear any legal responsibilities and societal duties that renders it inappropriate to confer upon chimpanzees the legal rights, such as the fundamental right to liberty protected by the writ of habeas corpus that have been afforded to human beings.
And I think this is the only decision they can come to. Now, what would happen if the habeas corpus is granted, and let the chimp go. And you let a chimp go, and where's it? Gloversville, New York? And, I mean, it's, okay, a chimpanzee needs to eat, is extraordinarily strong. These animals can lift your car up over their head. I think Jane Woodall said that a male chimpanzee could lift a Volkswagen over its head with one hand.
A gorilla or a chimpanzee?
Oh, I had a
Jane Woodall hung out with chimpanzees. An adult male gorilla is said to be able to bench press 3,000 pounds.
So they do really well in the stock room at Walmart where they'd be employed.
So these are very strong creatures. You can't just let him go. What do you do? Do you just kill him? You know, that doesn't really...
Well, if it has rights, then you wouldn't want to be doing that.
Right, and this is sort
they'd
of...
have the same, you know, they'd be afforded the same sort of protections as the mentally disabled, I mean, essentially.
Which are locked up against their will.
That's right.
So that's what really is going on here. It's very, it's a touchy subject. I believe, like I said, that animals have rights. I just don't know how we work
what
that.
What rights?
In.
You kill them.
All the rights.
Have rights, and one of the most basic rights is the right to continue your own life without interruption someone else.
For one, you're segregating all animals as the same. I don't think that bacteria and chimpanzees are the same.
Let's talk about your pigs. What rights do they have?
I think that they have the same rights as your dog has. And
that's a cop-out answer. What rights?
I believe that a person has a responsibility to treat them
humanely. Not a right.
It's not a right.
It's not a right. That's an obligation. That's a societal obligation.
I think they have the right to life, liberty, and property. So I think they have those rights. I know that they will not respect them of mine, so I kind of confine them and that sort of thing. We're all going to die, so I'm just deciding what day they're going to die.
So you believe they have the right to life, liberty, and property, yet you deny them all three?
Yes.
Then you don't believe that they have those rights.
No, believe it.
You have to act on your beliefs if you want to actually have a belief. You have to hold those beliefs beyond just some sort of academic exercise.
I don't think we've moved to the point. What's going to happen if I don't start, if I just stop eating pigs? Is that going to, solve all the problems of all the suffering in the world?
You don't have to justify killing the pigs to me. I mean, if you're hungry,
then
kill the pigs.
No, I'm asking you questions. I will kill the pigs, absolutely.
Right. Don't tell me that you think they have rights at the same time you're slitting their throat. I mean, that's just crazy hypocrisy.
Tell them they have rights when I'm dumping a bucket full of food down there for them, too. This is an arrangement that they don't know about that I have made with them. Is that they live a really great life.
This is crazy talk right here.
Eight,
I don't know, Johnson, what
months.
Do you think about this?
I don't know. I'm trying to parse together a logical, rational thought out of all this.
Okay.
On one hand, I agree with Mark. I think that there's a right for a proper, animals shouldn't be mistreated. They shouldn't be abused.
Mm-hmm.
So they should have a right to an abuse-free life, I guess. So that's the right
to
life.
That's a statement about how humans should interact with animals in order to be accepted, by society, that it's a good thing.
Who has
to
the
do
right
no,
to be
but that's
free,
not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the animals should have the right to not be mistreated. Not an imposition.
Yeah, but just define mistreatment. I mean, some people consider the keeping of the animal to be mistreatment because they believe that the animal has the right to be free.
Sure, and I don't agree with that. So my definition of their right would be, again, it's not, pain and
I think we're a long way from defining this. But I would ask you, who has the right to be free? Who has the right to freedom? Do you believe in the right to freedom for anyone?
I like the idea, yes.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Who has the right?
Anyone who agrees to have that right with other human beings or anyone else who can agree to it. So if an
my
alien
pigs
or a
have
dolphin,
never,
never
had an imposition of my freedom. They've never attempted to impose their will against
me. You're the
me.
One imposing not, your will on them.
They
so you don't believe
tyrants.
They have rights.
I do believe they have rights. I
you
just
don't
violate
them.
Well, they're not.
You're
also
just a hypocrite.
Okay. Well, now here's a different angle on this. I could also say that I believe that those animals have rights, but they have no ability to claim them. So, you could believe that they have the rights and that
you can act as though they have rights. You can treat them as though they have rights,
sure.
But obviously they can't.
Well, they claim the right to freedom because they want to be free.
There's no evidence
struggle.
Of that.
If you try to hold them, they will struggle to get loose. That is.
I've always kind of come from the principle that rights are only insofar as that the being is self-aware enough to say, I have these rights, and I'm claiming this.
Yes, that's why I think a chimpanzee has rights, and I believe that's true for dolphins.
Can speak.
And I think it's true for, animals that can see themselves in a mirror.
That's what I'm saying. If they can claim the rights, then they should have them. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee,
coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.